All week long, we're going to be seeing, I guess, the AFC-NFC game on NFL Network, which is cool. It's good. I like the 2 weeks. Is it two fucking weeks? Oh, Jesus. I'd rather it just be a week, because 2 weeks is, it's always been too long as far as I'm concerned. It's like, by the time the game arrives, and it was made when the first Super Bowls were played, they were so bad. They were really bad games. The only thing that made the first four interesting is it was AFL versus NFL, but then after that it was all, you know, the same league. And I think the first, like, 10, 12, 13 even. I don't think there wasn't a good Super Bowl, really an exciting Super Bowl played until, I'm having a really get up there, man. 86, 87, I'm telling you. The Ram one with the Steelers was good for me because I was a Ram fan, and for Ram fans because the Rams led for three quarters. The Rams led that football game. That's the only thing a Ram fan can take away from that Super Bowl. The other Super Bowl, the Rams played, and I don't give a shit. They were in St. Louis. But that one, they played in L.A., so, you know, I cared. And they fucking, they led that sumbitch for three goddamn quarters. That's all there is to it. Vince Ferragamo came in. They shut down Bradshaw, but it was only a matter of time. You know, it was like it was like Montana and Brady to come. That was Terry Bradshaw. He found a way to win the goddamn game. Found a way to. That's what great teams do. They come back on your ass in the fourth quarter. They will come back and they will beat your ass, man. If they're within striking distance. And Bradshaw had John Stallworth. He had Lynn Swann. I still remember. What is that, man? Nolan Cromwell, you know, missing the pass to either Lynn Swann, I think it was Lynn Swann, just by a fingertip. I mean, he lunged for this fucking thing, went right over his head. So we got a show to do here now. And also on Friday, we're at the Cafe du Nord in San Francisco. Let me see if I can find it here. There'd be an interesting thing to do, wouldn't it? Dancing in the dark. I don't know why I that song popped up because, wait a minute, man. That wasn't Betty Goodman. That was another orchestra. It was an orchestra from the 20s. Swedish American Hall and Café du Nord. What the fuck? What's the music?
They play music there and stuff. Here, oh, look.
Man, what is up with the goddamn stream in this? Okay, so cool. So there's a stage, a box office, all that shit. World of Phil Henry. Buy your tickets right there. So if you go to Café du Nord, in fact, that might be the easiest thing to do, is go over to this website here, which is the website to the Café du Nord. And then do your thing, man. 7:30. Jack, I'm supposed to be on at 8. Oh, no. Oh, it's Friday, yeah. Why did it say 7:30? The show's supposed to start at 8. This part of Sketchfest. See, they got some stand-up here. What the fuck? All kind of shit here. Saturday, Friday. Well, that looks like a cool place. The Swedish American Hall. All right. Whew. What I wouldn't give for a big, tall fucking glass of... I haven't had a Coca-Cola in a long time, man. I'm trying not to drink that shit, you know, but my throat is parched. Had to turn the fan on. Is this where, here's this play where Gronkowski got the concussion. They're playing back the championship game. Gronkowski got hit right in the fucking head, and they flagged that guy because he went, you know, it was helmet to helmet. I don't know how you tackle a guy when he's on the ground. Well, you don't have to when he's on the ground. Yeah, well, yeah, you do, because if he hasn't been touched, I guess you go over and touch him. Go over and touch him. Unnecessary roughness. But Jacksonville was leading in the game at that time. And so, no question. Yeah, see, this guy, Church. Well, let's see, man. Oh. Yeah, he led with his helmet. See, the things that you learn when you're watching Super Bowls, you're watching great football teams, is it doesn't fucking matter who leaves the lineup because of an injury. They got a guy to plug in because it's the system, you know. It's like the fucking 49ers. I keep going back to them, and 80s because they were kind of the prototype team for all of these teams. Not the, the Steelers weren't. The Steelers were kind of an old school team. 49ers were West Coast offense. Didn't matter. Roger Craig, Ricky Waters, didn't fucking matter. Just boom, 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 you know, new guys in there. Plug one in, take another guy out. Even with Montana out, you had Steve Young. Or, you know, before they got yelling at somebody else, but they won. Same thing with the Patriots. They knocked Gronkowski out. Big fucking deal. They lost Julian Edelman. That Danny Amendola kid. Plugged right in. He's great. Anyway. I heard a guy say one time, the only thing that intimidates is not talk and it's not finger pointing. It's none of that. It's when you play well, if you're great, that intimidates the other team. The fact that you're a great football team, that you play you play well. So this is the second quarter, a minute left, and the Patriots put it on the board and they pull within four. This is after the guy that hit Gronkowski was doing all this fucking chest beating and shit. Oh, man. Scored in the last 2 minutes of the first half in 14 of 18 games during the regular season, the Patriots. In 14 out of 18, 16 game season, right? Maybe it's going into last year. 14 out of 18 games. Maybe they're counting the playoffs. I think they might be. Scored in the last 2 minutes of the first half in 14 of those 18 games. Dancing in the dark. You know who the Eagles have got? Is a great coach. That guy, Doug Peterson, is a smart goddamn coach. He's a great coach. He was a backup quarterback. And boy, those guys are, if ever there's coach material, it's guys that played quarterback but weren't the stars, you know? The star is like Norm Van Brocklin. All these guys that were superstars and they became coaches, they expect the players to be capable of the things they were capable of. They expect the players to play at the level they played at. You're fucking Hall of Fame, man. You're a big star. Not everybody can play at that level all the time. The backup quarterback is a little bit more realistic. Plus, he knows the offense. He knows what makes an offense work. And he looks at a lot of defenses, you know, when you walk up the line of scrimmage. So, and, you know, scrimmage again against them in practice. Man, am I fucking beat. I don't know why either. I have no idea. This show is live tonight, by the way, you guys, because of the fact that we had the playoffs yesterday. And it was really a miscalculation by me. I didn't think the games would be over as soon as they were. I thought they would go a lot longer. That's why I made a kind of a late call and said, let's move this, because I don't even know how many people are going to be, you know, even watching the stream. So now here I am just like, duh. All right.
Okay.
Who the fuck is calling me, man? Who is this? Oh, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, too. So we're going to have a show from San Francisco for Friday. Friday's show will be from San Francisco. It'll be a remote show, so a remote podcast, so it'll sound like it, you know. It may not be as slick, as well-produced as these ones is, but you'll have one, man. By God, you'll have it. Maybe I'll record it from the road, you know. In other words, it'll just be like a road thing. I forgot to ask my guys about video. Someday she'll come along. All right. Shit. Okay. Tell you what, man. Minnesota got their fucking ass handed to them, didn't they? They got disabused of their greatness right off the bat. Oh, that dude made such a great block. There was that interception return for the touchdown for the Eagles. That cat who came in and made that fucking block at the last second was phenomenal. Oh, man. I see the Eagles upsetting New England. No problemo, baby. No problemo at all, Jack. What the fuck is with this picture, man? This is the weirdest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life. There you go. That's what I'm looking at. We move ahead to the third quarter. Is that a flea flicker? I missed that. Shit. I was calling the Anacapa Animal Hospital. Why? I don't know. For no reason. All right. What? They're talking about Ted Cruz being against the 2013 shutdown. That's what he says. But it was typical Ted Cruz slime ball stuff, because Ted Cruz accused Barack Obama, as the Republicans do, of the shutdown. Barack Obama's shutting it down. If only he'll do this, this, and this, it won't be shut down. Well, you voted for the shutdown. Well, but Barack Obama is not doing what we want him to do, so therefore it's Barack Obama's fault. That's Ted Cruz. That's why people hate him. Ted, that. And the other reason why they hate you is because some guy insulted your wife, and now you lick his ass in the fucking White House every chance you get. I don't give a fuck if it is something, if it ain't business, it's personal. I get it. But that should have told you something about the guy. But, you know, you're birds of a feather, man. That should have told you something about him. I mean, if I'm a Republican and some guy does that, like Trump does it to my wife, yeah, I'll vote with the party. I'll vote with the agenda if it, you know, is good. But I ain't going to be in any fucking photo ops with a motherfucker, that's for sure. You know, look at this. Titans just hired Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel was one holy hell of a great linebacker with the Patriots. He was terrific back in the early dynasty, early 2000s. Lady Titi. Yeah. Another new book describes chaos in Trump's White House. What's this shit with Kelly now? He's... In late July, the White House had just finished an official policy review on transgender individuals serving in the military, and President Trump and his then-chief of staff, Rance Priebus, had agreed to meet in the Oval Office to discuss the four options awaiting the president in a decision memo. But then Trump unexpectedly preempted the conversation and sent his entire administration scrambling by tweeting out his own decision that the government would not allow transgender individuals to serve just months later. Oh, just moments later. Oh my God, he just tweeted this, Priebus said, according to a new book by Howard Kurtz, who hosts Fox News' Media Buzz. There was, Kurtz writes, no longer a need for the meeting. Kurtz, this is kind of weird of you to be writing a book like this, man. Ordinarily, you're another guy with your tongue up their fucking ass over there. So I don't understand. Maybe the rats are suddenly seeing the ship sinking, and they're beginning to jump the fucking ship. Who's the other guy that's got a problem? Now the guy, Kelly. Now Kelly and Trump don't like each other. That's what I read. Now Ivanka is looking. Ivanka is now in the hunt for a new chief of staff. And if you read Wolf's book, which I did, Ivanka and Jared just won a power struggle in the White House that was between them and the Bannonites. And Steve Bannon lost. And boy, did he ever. Not only did he get fired, then he got his fucking ass kicked down there in Alabama. Then the goddamn Wolf book comes out, and there's Bannon running his fucking yap about all the, how great he is and how fucked up all the other shit is. And see, these guys, they all think Trump's stupid, which he is, but he's still the goddamn president, and he's still Donald Trump, which means he may be dumb as fuck, but he gets to hire and fire. He's the guy that gets to say, you go. And if there's one thing they don't understand about this guy, it's the easiest thing in the world to understand about Trump. You never, ever, ever position yourself as having something on him or being smarter than him, or you got it together and he doesn't. And you sure as shit don't even say that. You don't say it to the press. He can't abide that if somebody thinks they're smarter than him or if somebody is showing him up. So all of that, those were all sins committed by Steve Bannon and probably by this guy Kelly too. Because Kelly, and I don't think I'm smart, man. I know I'm not that smart. But I'm smarter than all these motherfuckers because they keep doing shit. I knew they should never do this shit. I look at what Bannon did. Kelly, trying to tell Trump what's up. You're going to get fired. I mean, I admire him for it, but Trump won't stand for it. He won't stand the corralling. He won't stand for the keeping your lane shit. Kelly thought he was going to be able to do that. Why? Because he's what? He's a fucking Marine general? He ain't a Marine general anymore, man. You're a goddamn civilian. Standing there in a fucking ill-fitting suit with the biggest asshole that ever fucking occupied the White House sitting there across from you. And you think you're going to fucking tell him what's up? Trump thinks he's a general, you know, so you got to kind of go along with that shit. And, I understand General Kelly doesn't want to go along with it. I admire him for that. That's good, you know. But you should never have taken the job in the first place. You should never even been in that fucking administration. Even if you are a Republican and you're a conservative And you got to understand, you're not dealing with a fucking typical Republican president. Now, I'll tell you this, in that book by Wolf, one of the fights that is being won in the White House is, in fact, a fight waged by traditional mainstream Republicans against the guys that are losing, the alt-right, radical, new age, whatever the fuck you want to call them, Republicans. You know, the Bannons, the Bannonites, and all those creeps. Trump is moving in the direction of the mainstream guys. Trump wants the respect of those heavy hitter senators. He wants the respect of the establishment. He doesn't want to be hanging around with a bunch of fucking slobs like Steve Bannon and weird asses like whoever the fuck, the Breitbart crew. And I don't know. So it's pretty interesting. I recommend it. You ought to read it. You think you're gonna like it. Then again, you may not. I don't know. Someday she'll come along. Let me see. I've ordered this book too. I'm gonna read this one too. Well, how do you know any of this shit's any good, Phil? Look, I know a lot of it's gossipy shit, and ordinarily I don't go in for that stuff. But I am so thirsty for an inside look at that, what's going on in that fucking White House, and I happen to know, because I know enough about journalism to know, that these guys, out of all of that chaos and disorder, may misrepresent one situation or another, but generally the tenor of what's going on, they get it right. A guy like Kurtz, guys like Wolf, they're not going to keep on writing and selling books and getting publishers interested unless they do write stuff that at the bottom of the barrel, if you want, has some factual basis. People don't like the book because he doesn't source it, or he doesn't footnote, or you know what I'm saying? He doesn't, there's no bibliography. Where are you getting this information? It's fucked up that way. That's right. And I'm not going to sit there and have an argument with a guy and say, blah, 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 blah. How do you know that, Phil? Well, in Michael Wolff's book, because you get laughed off the fucking stage. Just me for my own sort of putting shit together information, right? Same thing with Kurtz. I'm going to read his book. Look, there's a reason Trump got pissed off at Bannon, not at the author, at Bannon, when that book came out. Why? Because Bannon said that shit. And now what else is going on? Kelly. Well, guess what else was in that Wolf book? The fucking staff at the White House thinks Trump is an idiot. They think he's an idiot. I'm telling you, man. And one of them's Kelly. So, anyway. Oh, Lord, won't you kumbaya? Kumbaya, my Lord. Hold on. I'm almost there. Kumbaya, oh, Lord, won't you kumbaya? I had to learn all those songs in the boys' choir in Catholic school. Kumbaya, I had to learn, Michael, row your boat ashore, hallelujah, I had to learn that one, and I had to learn, then another one that had nothing to do with anything, my knapsack on my back, Valerie, Valera, that one, Valera, Valerie, with my knapsack in my pants, Valerie, you know, and we'd do that shit, and then we'd get thrown out of the choir, which actually would have bummed me out. I liked the choir. I liked singing, but all the other bullshit, you know, you could do without that, but, you know. And we went downtown, man. Hey, man, what the fuck? Oh, there it is. There was a big boys' choir competition for all of L.A. at the Shrine Auditorium. And that was in the early 60s. We all drove down there, thousands of fucking people, or hundreds at least, and did this whole goddamn thing, I remember. I have no idea what we were doing. Were we in a competition? Maybe we were, I don't know, because all I know is we drove down there, and then we drove home. And my dad and my mom and me, and then a couple of other guys that my dad was giving a ride to, you know, a couple of kids whose parents couldn't make it, whatever. We sang our fucking songs, and then we had to sit up there and listen to the other choirs because I guess we didn't come on right away. I got to hand it to my folks. They had a lot of patience for that one. I didn't. That was at the Shrine Auditorium, where years later, I would see the Grateful Dead for a buck and a half, right up there in the rafters, with a big cloud of marijuana smoke. Well, all right. Actually, that big cloud of marijuana smoke was at the boys' choir competition. It was, you know, they're all just, Valerie! When's this piece of shit gonna be over with, Dad? All right. The nuns. The nuns. As I go wandering along the railroad tracks, my knapsack in my slacks, Valderie, Valderon, Valderon. All right, man. Hi, man. Yeah. Test. Oh, my God. Don, how you doing?
Phil, doing really good. Thanks for having me on your program.
Don Mixer, I hear you have a cold.
I got a little bit of a rough throat because you do.
I don't know what's wrong with my fucking throat. Cancer.
Don't say that, Phil. God damn it.
I really should stop and get a cup of coffee. But that would mean that there'd be a lot of dead air. Not that there wasn't in the pre-show.
Phil, I can tell you that this has been a fantastic time for me and mine. Well, Phil, the most important thing to understand about it is that you've got to have you've got to have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that is the time to start. I'm Don Mixa, and you've got to have heart. Testing 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1. Well, Phil, it's been a great pleasure being with you, but I gotta you know, clean out my sock drawer or some shit, man. I just testing 1 2. Well, thanks, Phil. Well, thanks, everybody. Hi. Well, thanks, Jerry, and hi, everybody.
Okay. You've gotta have dope. What else is there to smoke? And the no. That's great. That's great, Phil. That's great. Yeah. No. That's great. That's. Who the fuck was? By the way, somebody was calling me, right? Yeah. I thought it was my agent. I thought maybe my agent called me because she was going to tell me that the audition I did for that one thing sucked ape, and I should do it again. I'm kidding, Lisa. If you're there, if you're watching, which you're not, why would you? You are doing other stuff. All right. So. You've gotta have dope. Don't sit around and mope. Just smoke a big fat bowl. Then you'll... All right. 1 2 3. Oh, you bitch. Hold on for a fucking minute. God damn it. Well, this is why we do it live, man, so you can see just how jacked up it can get. What? What is this? Oh, thank you, Kay. Michelle, Bank of America... All you really need is heart. Then the thing is gonna do. Yeah, there you go, buddy. That's my man. That's my main man. Download folder? You got it. Now this shit's starting to work, man. Shit wasn't working. Where are we at here, man? What am I doing? Downloads. Let's go, Jack. Where is it? Is this it? I don't get when... Is this stuff when it pops into the file? Is that it?
Hey, it's Rob Riggle.
And Sarah Tiana.
And you are listening to Riggle's Pit.
Yeah, and a ham horn. And we have a new podcast. You can find our show exclusively on the Podcast One app.
Your ham what?
PodcastOneSports.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Every Thursday, we're going to sit around and we're going to talk about the things that really excite us, like life, comedy, sports, a lot of sports.
Ourselves.
A lot of Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you join us.
That's a great premise for a podcast, isn't it? Then I guess that's what we do. We just sit around. I say we. All right. I'm not here to break anybody's thing. I'm not. What I am here to do is to get this motherfucker on the road, Jack. Okay, good. Boom. Now, close. All right. Yeah. Delete note. Boom. 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 You've got to have... All right. All right, man. I think I got this, you know. It's not like it's fucking brain surgery or nothing. The man, what are you going to do?
The man said, I wait for this shit to end and hit the fucking button, right?
Yeah, okay.
Fuck, man, it ain't nothing, man.
All right, here we go. Ready?
No.
Yeah. All right, man, here it is. This is it. You're going to love it.